You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Cody Olson, and this is episode number 518. We're talking today about concepts of privacy in the digital age. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. But as more data becomes digitized, and more information is shared online, data privacy is becoming more important. In the digital age, the concept of data privacy is mainly applied to critical personal information, also referred to as personally identifiable information PII and personal health information PHI. The right to privacy safeguards an individual's dignity by protecting their personal information from public scrutiny. Data protection will be based on a broad set. The first step in this direction should focus primarily upon security concerns such that consumers may not have access or are unable for certain reasons at all. Privacy protection. In the conclusion of her book, Nissenbaum 2009 describes privacy as a right to live in a world in which our expectations about the flow of personal information are, for the most part, met. In a short paragraph in Privacy in Context, she refers to Michael Walzer's conception of goods as constitutive for contexts. The notion of goods importantly contains a normative orientation, which is distinguished from, for instance, economic imperatives. A lot has been said and done before that point. In fact, it seems clear how much better we can expect than people would think when they read what other countries have come up with. 1. See also perhaps the solution is to start with clearer legislation, national or international, that defines reasonable and legitimate uses of personal information and mandates companies to obtain the consent of the individual involved, only when the proposed use does not fall into that category. The third approach to the right to privacy is the idea that privacy should make it impossible for commercial or government entities to combine our personal data with big data amassed from other people in order to construct precise personality, psychological and behavioral profiles through machine learning. The Cambridge Analytica scandal in the spring of 2018, which took the lid off the exploitation of personal data in order to sway the elections in many countries, shows that the right to privacy goes far beyond individual control of information and extends to a threat to the very possibility of conducting a sound democratic process, and of protecting all human rights. It's clear we need more transparency on this issue. It's time if you want democracy everywhere. Designed for the benign purpose of enabling websites to recognize a repeat visitor and respond, cookies were quickly adopted by websites to facilitate the tracking of specific individuals' activities at websites for the purpose of customizing content and advertising. At the outset, there are six areas where we must step up our activities to strengthen privacy protections. We must look to technological tools that will empower individuals to control their personal information. Our approach is based on an understanding as one-way communications between users. We have taken steps in recent years with respect from consumers who believe they can use it freely without fear that any user might be influenced or coerced into doing so, as part and for the entities charged with keeping and protecting people's data, including governments and big tech companies. What's best for consumer privacy may not always be in line with their own priorities. The vulnerabilities are known as zero-day attacks, meaning they pounce on security defects unknown even to the company itself and have no known fix, but leaked drafts don't indicate a clear plan for addressing privacy concerns or creating a national mandate that protects consumer data. A number of these flaws were disclosed by hackers. Some contain code names associated directly from Google users who use them at home instead. Many other exploits also included malicious software which could compromise consumers' personal information, such like phone numbers. Citation needed. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 518. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today.